friends. So today we are reading a Minecraft movie story. It's called Uproar in Midport Village, adapted by David Luman and illustrated by Bill Robinson. And it's from the film, the Minecraft movie, which everyone seems to think was pretty good. What did you think?
I myself was in it.
You yourself are in it? Oh, well, let's get right down to it then. Who are you today?
Henry.
Henry? Well then, friends, today's story is read by...
And my famous Lucky Top Launcher. Plum, 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 plum.
I love that you have a Lucky Tot launcher because tater tots are delicious and worth having around. I prefer to eat them, not shoot them, but to each their own, I suppose. Now, shall we tell our story?
Yeah.
Not long ago, four brave adventurers from Idaho fell through a mysterious portal into an incredible land called the Overworld. This blocky landscape was filled with beauty and danger, as well as creatures both hostile and friendly. Luckily,
it's actually hostile and peaceful.
Oh.
Though it says friendly.
Oh. Yes, peaceful. They're peaceful. Okay.
Hostile and peaceful.
Luckily, Henry, Garrett, Natalie, and Dawn soon met a fellow human named Steve.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah.
He's my bestie.
Nice. Who'd lived in the overworld for years. He said he'd help them get home. But first, they'd have to load up on gear in a town called Midport Village. The town was full of busy villagers. Who are these guys? Dawn asked. They're not going to eat us, are they? Natalie asked nervously. No, Steve assured her. Of course not. If you don't bug them, then they won't bug you. Thump, thump, thump. A huge creature thundered by. Relax, Steve told them. That's just an iron golem. A friendly security officer. They're big softies. Until you mess with the villagers.
Or it, technically. Because technically, in the actual video game, hitty it hits you.
Oh,
well, fun fact.
Fun fact.
Fun fact for Minecrafters.
Useful. Garrett was hungry, so Steve led them to his hot lava chicken shack.
Oh, I remember him singing that song.
It turned out the chicken cooked in lava was delicious, but very, very hot, and kind of Garrett gets burned, huh?
Yeah.
With his mouth.
He eats
Don't
it
put
like,
hot food in your mouth.
Ooh, he eats cool it and he's just it. Like, and later when Steve leaves, I look at him and he's Garrett's just like.
Yeah. Natalie and Dawn spotted a villager offering maps. We'll go get a map to help us find our way home. Natalie told the others as she and Dawn headed off. Steve took Henry and Garrett to his secret stash of equipment. There were fireworks, swords, and axes.
What's this?
Garrett asked, picking up a chunky blue-green object from a chest.
An ender pearl, Steve answered. Teleports you to wherever you throw it.
Yeah, right.
Garrett scoffed, tossing it aside. Poof! Garrett instantly teleported to the spot where the Ender Pearl landed.
That was the only one I had. No biggie. Steve groaned.
It's almost the hardest item to get in Minecraft. It can almost never be replaced unless you go through the woodland.
Wow.
Fun fact, Endermen are at the very top, are on the third floor. Evokers are on the second, and the bottom one is crawling with Vindicators.
Wow. I'm so glad you know all this stuff. You're very helpful when reading a Minecraft book. Steve placed materials on a table. This is a crafting table, he explained. Just arrange your elements on it and wham! Steve slammed the pieces of metal and wood with a hammer.
It's iron.
Is it?
Iron wood.
Forming a beautiful iron sword, Henry looked amazed by the mighty weapon. Steve suggested that Henry give it a try, but Garrett wanted to go first.
Watch how it's done, Garrett boasted.
Determined to be the best at everything, he randomly slapped pieces on the crafting table. Whoop! The bits formed themselves into a bucket. May I try something? Oh, do you want to say it since you're Henry?
Yeah. May I try something?
Henry asked. Adding materials to the table, he turned Garrett's single bucket into two buckets attached by a chain.
Not bad,
Garrett said, swinging the buckets.
Like nunchucks.
Buckchucks, actually.
Bucket chucks?
Buckchucks.
That's too funny.
Buckchucks.
Buckchucks. Amazing. Next, Henry combined a chunk of iron and a wooden stick with stuff from his pockets. A battery, a paperclip, an eraser, and a potato snack. That's your tater tot, right? Yeah. Swoosh.
Check it out. Top launcher. Trusty top launcher.
Henry announced. He fired the top launcher, knocking a hatchet off the wall. Steve was impressed, but then they heard rumbling. Steve, Henry, and Garrett ran outside, and they saw a horde of pig-like creatures that stood up. What?
It's General Chungus.
Hold on. They saw a horde of pig-like creatures that stood upright like humans.
Or Chungus, I forgot what his name is. It's either Chungus or Chungus.
It's Chungus, but don't interrupt me, I'm reading. They saw a horde of pig-like creatures that stood upright like humans storming into the village. Their leader was enormous. He wore a spiked metal helmet and a belt with a skull for a buckle.
What are those things?
Garrett asked.
Piglins, Steve said, led by General Chungus.
Unsheathing his sword, he warned,
Stand back, boys. I'll handle this.
But Garrett stepped in front of Steve, saying,
No, the pig is mine. I'm done with you getting all the glory around here.
Swinging his buckets, Garrett charged at General Chungus.
Wham!
The gigantic piglet easily knocked Garrett to the ground. Back at the map stand, Natalie and Dawn fought the piglin attackers with the tools they had at hand.
Actually, it was a hoe and a shovel.
In
the picture, I can see that. And also, I actually had that experience when we went to a Minecraft world.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. This isn't really like me at all, Dawn apologized as she swung a shovel. I love animals.
Whack!
Natalie nailed her opponent with a hoe. This kind of feels good, she admitted.
Nice,
Dawn said. Hey, where's that map dude going? As General Chungus was about to finish Garrett, an iron golem bashed the piglin commander with both arms. General Chungus went flying across the village.
The noise actually is plank, pow. Oink.
Yeah, because they oink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard him go.
Yeah.
As he flew back.
Oh.
I heard that and saw it with my own eyes.
Thank you for sharing. Garrett jumped up and ran back to Steve and Henry.
Come on,
he yelled.
Let's go.
The three of them ran for their lives. Garrett, Steve, and Henry raced up the stone stairs. Angry piglins chased after them, oinking and squealing. There you go. Hoping to slow them down, Henry quietly knocked out blocks and crafted them into a wall. Natalie and Don escaped the piglins and chased the map seller along the river. "What about the others?" Don asked as they ran.
"We'll all find each other," Natalie assured her. "I'm sure of it."
Steve, Garrett, and Henry were trapped on the edge of a chasm. What is a chasm?
A chasm is like a gap, a very big gap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's sort of like a canyon, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Steve pulled out two Elytra wingsuits and slapped them on Garrett's and Henry's back. "Fly!" he shouted.
"But what about Natalie and Dawn?"
Henry asked.
"We'll find them," Garrett promised. "Go!"
And he shoved Henry, who fell, into the chasm. Henry soared up into the sky. He was getting the hang of using his wings. Garrett glided up next to him with Steve on his back, pulling his hair to steer.
"Dude,"
Garrett protested,
"let go of my hair."
I've never seen that sort of thing before.
I looked over and saw, I actually saw that.
Is it pretty funny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And every time Steve moved the hair to try to get Garrett to steer, I heard Garrett say, "Ow, ow."
Yeah. Yeah.
Ow.
I believe
ow,
it. I ow. Believe it.
That's not in the movie. I actually heard it. Ow.
I believe you.
Ow.
As they flew away from the piglins, ghasts appeared in the sky. To Henry, they looked like huge white marshmallows with dangling tentacles.
I remember thinking that.
Piglins waving spears rode in gondolas suspended from the ghasts. The ghasts blasted fireballs at the three humans. Boom, boom, boom.
The ghasts, while the, fun fact, go to the Nether, find the ghast, it'll actually cry and it screams when you hit it.
Oh.
So they're creepy.
Maybe don't hit them.
Yeah, fun Minecrafter tip, never hit a ghast. Unless you're flying in a piglin thing.
Aim for those mountains, Steve cried, pointing ahead.
Gliding on the wind and running along the river, the humans escaped from Midpoint Village, the piglins, and the ghasts. They were ready to find the next adventure waiting for them in the overworld. Ready?
And the end.
That is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.